It's been a month since the paperwork to sign up for the new $10 a day childcare program was put into the hands of childcare agencies, giving them just 2 months to decide whether or not sign on to the Ontario program, part of a $30 billion federal child care plan the province agreed to be a part of in March. But so far, out of the 65 childcare agencies in Waterloo Region, including 33 licensed childcare centres in Cambridge and 2 licensed home childcare agencies, only one agency in Waterloo Region has signed on to date. More are expected to hand their forms in soon, said Bethany Wagler-Mantle, manager of Integrated Policy, Planning and Funding for the region. Cost is one of the most significant factors that families identified in accessing adequate childcare. It also can have some really positive impacts on the childcare programs. There are some wage increases for eligible staff that start this year, more significantly next year, she said. It can support higher enrollment in programs. We're really working closer to make sure the funding model is reasonable and supports programs' ongoing costs. Kim Decker, CEO of YWCA Cambridge, said in an interview with Cambridge Today that Ontario has been wanting a childcare plan for about 50 years. YWCA Cambridge plans to sign all 4 of their childcare centres up for the new $10 a day program, including the new Woodland Park Childcare Centre, which opens in September. Decker said they are in the process of filling out a financial workbook that has to be submitted to the region. I think the fact that we actually got it is a huge accomplishment, she added. I think this will level the playing field for folks that didn't have the financial means to be able to put their kids in care and opens up the opportunity for women to return to the workforce as well knowing that childcare is affordable and they aren't using half their income to support childcare. Once YWCA Cambridge been approved and funding starts to flow in, they will be refunding 25% of any fees that have been paid retroactive to April 1st, as part of the childcare program. Lullaboo Nursery and Childcare Centre in Hespler is waiting to hear back about their form's acceptance from the province so they can give the rebate back to parents. The daycare facility opted into the new program a few weeks ago. We believe all children should be able to have access to affordable childcare. We think the $10 a day childcare will be able to help a lot of families that can't afford it, said Lullaboo supervisor Ashley Hutton. One local childcare center told Cambridge Today they are feeling unsure about whether or not they will sign up, adding they feel pressured by the 2-month deadline. The owner of Little Scholars Childcare Center, Jennifer Bielby, said she wants more information before signing on. We want to be able to help our parents and be able to provide cheaper care for them, but at what expense, she said. Little Scholars provides organic food and high-quality toys for children, and Bielby is worried the province will decide where they can or can't spend money. We're being asked to sign on when we don't know numbers and all of that, so, at this point we're just waiting. We're not sure if we're opting in or out. Bielby and her 2 other partners have owned the childcare center since 2018 and wouldn't want to see the government control their spending after putting so much work into it. Each center is different, we all have our own expenses, she said. From our understanding, this is going to enable them to just go through some of our expenses. There's a lot of micromanaging and they're going to be able to decide what we essentially should be spending money on and what we shouldn't be. We put so much time, blood, sweat and tears into opening this place, and to have the government have a say in how it's run is a little bit tough. Bielby would like to see the province push back the deadline, so childcare centers have more time to gather information and not feel pressured. It puts us in a tough position,